I'm Rachel Robbins, and tonight's news, we'll talk about hate speech.
Prehistoric animal, hairy beast, a bloody ape, I bite. Came out the cave white, the Canaanite, I take your wife and lay the pipe. And if I ain't offend you, I ain't probably say it right. I'm like Big L in heaven with the Mac 11, raping Christ. I make atheists beg to be forgiven and listen to Christians. I get 5%ers and white supremacists switching positions. I put the fear of God in Christopher Hitchens. Put feminist bitches in kitchens and make vegans live off of chicken and chitlins.
For keeping the ice cubes cold.
The Irishman is here to take all your guineas money.
Oh shit. Drinking in the AM again. Okay, people? How are you? For the love of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints, and everything that's good. This is what it is. As you can hear the bubbling creek behind me, it's because I'm dipped off in the goddamn... Sometimes you gotta get on the bus, dude. The bus gets you in touch with the people. All right. And my bus driver goes. My bus driver slowed down and made a announcement like he was a fucking tour bus driver. I felt like he was Chan from fucking Big Trouble in Little China. Fucking Jack Burton, dude. This guy knows goddamn old man black magic, dude. Shout out to old blacks that know magic, dude. That's really the gist of the situation. And he said, fuck it, dude. I'm going to make an announcement. We're going in Redlands. My wife dropped me off at Walmart. I'm paying bills. You know, you get your money orders. I go to the bank. You know, you're being a productive citizen. So you're not out on the street. But then, as soon as you crack a beer in California in public, it makes you basically homeless. Because you have to do everything that a homeless dude would do if you're not a participating member of a paying customer anywhere. Right? Because if you're not buying something in a store, they don't let you use the fucking bathroom. It's very rare. I don't know what happened to like putting a court. Like, when I was a kid in the 80s, they had bathrooms, various bathrooms in public places, laundromats, 7-Elevens. They costed a quarter or 50 cents. And now that I'm grown, I feel like it's a fair fucking trade, you know? Because you can go in there and it's kind of like, 50 cents is like, if you don't have anything, you like, get access to water, wash your balls in the sink. Which, I'm not hating on people that do. I mean, we've all taken whore baths, as they're called, right? You go in there and splash some water on your penis or vagina, your vajayjay, as my wife calls it. And then you're on your way, dude. 50 cents, you know? I mean, 50 cents if you get, like, let's say you get, like, 4 pisses an hour. It's like $2, dude. I mean, the bathroom's going to get dirty anyway. Doesn't mean that the person paying isn't as clean as the guy that's not paying, right? I mean, cleanliness doesn't discriminate, dude. Sometimes you're just a dirty son of a bitch, dude. You don't wash your hair. You know, like, I was looking at my neighbor's face the other day, dude, and it's wild. His face is insane. It's got, like, dandruff. It looks like when you get dandruff, but it's on your face. And it's just red and angry, and it's flaky, and it's his whole face, dude. And I feel for him up to a point, but also it's like, what's your fucking face, dude? What the fuck are you doing? You know? You can't just let go of everything just because you're an alcoholic, dude. Listen, I'm an alcoholic. This is what I just realized. I drank 2 Guinness Light and Creamy Dreamy beers, which is it's my go-to beer right now. I'm not a supporter of the can. I bought the can, and it has like it sounds like you shake a can of spray paint, and supposedly, but it says right on the can, best enjoy poured into a glass, because it doesn't have the bubbles that you need, the carbonation, or whatever's in a bottle of Guinness beer. But it's like you already paid for them. You know, it's like $7.98 for a 4-pack at the Walmart. My wife drives me to the bank. She's got to go see the son. You know, the son's in rehab, of course, as you guys know. He's doing good. You know, the son's, I mean, as much as you can do well in rehab, you just wake up and go, hey, you know, just don't do fentanyl today. Which, goddamn fentanyl, dude. Fentanyl's the fucking scourge, bro. I feel for other countries, too. Every country. Every country, it seems like, it's chemical. Like, you can whip it up. I could whip a batch up right here in this sewer. I literally walked off the street. It's like a 20-foot drop. Thank God there's like a 5-foot wall. Oh, that's not 5. I guess 4 feet. I'm surprised there's no homeless down here. It's actually pretty tranquil. I'd come over here and smoke my fucking fentanyl if I was on dope. You know? I mean, if you're on dope, get off of it, dude. Knock it off. Here is Uncle Dust sponsor. Sponsored by Narcan. Narcan. Bringing addicts back to life since, 2010. I don't know what year they invented that. Whoever invented that, dude, literally, it was invented by the same people that invented fentanyl. They're like, okay, you made fentanyl. Okay, how can we make some money on the back end? Well, let's make a little, like, it's like a nasal spray that immediately sucks the opiates out of a body of a human being and brings them back sober. And it's amazing. When you give somebody that, dude, you never know what you're going to get. Some of them are pissed off that you brought them back to life, dude. My son he wouldn't get pissed, but he'd be like, why are you bothering me? And it's like, God damn, son. Come on, dude. You know? Yeah, we didn't all have great lives and great families, and it is what it is. But don't take it on yourself. I'm a glutton for pain. You know? Turns out the Irish are fucking have a high pain tolerance, but also, I realize that alcohol is part of my DNA. It's just good. You drink some beers. I pounded 2 beers in the Walmart parking lot waiting for a bus, and I felt like I was doing something dirty, because California has the law, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you know, if you're a law-abiding citizen, pays his taxes, you're not supposed to be drinking on the street, but how else are you supposed to enjoy a fine California day? I'm not going to just sit in my house. You're going to get out there. You're going to get after it. You know, so I'm like, I'm going to make my way to Redlands, meet some people on the way, meet a couple homeless people, you know, get it. Oh, back to the bus. The bus guy makes an announcement that there's they make these like, they're like 5x6, 5x8 shelters that are like plastic for homeless people. And I've seen them. They did it in L.A. on Skid Row. And they bring them in. They did it in Venice Beach, where it's like these guys. But it's like you got to give them a chance. Like on one end, I'm like, fuck them. I'm like, you know, because most of them, let's be honest, if you run into them, are just on drugs and they want to be there. They're like, especially in California, it's so nice. It's so sunny. I mean, you rarely have to wear a sweater for maybe two months out of the year, and then 10 months you're good. You're in shorts, fucking flip flops, tennis shoes. You know, you're fucking great. It's the best weather, which I don't know why there's so many fucking depressed people here. I mean, they say if that's true about, you know, sunshine helping so much with your spirit. And obviously it does, man. I mean, not to get all fucking, you know, interstellar on a motherfucker. But I mean, it does, dude. It makes you feel good. You immediately feel better. If you're feeling like shit and you go out in the sun for 10 minutes, you feel better. It's just like something in the human body that since we were created, you know, it just makes you feel alive. And like a lot of the horse shit, the depression washes away, or anxiety. Now the rest of it, the trauma that you went through as a child, you know, will have to be reasoned with through counseling and or a 4-pack of Guinness on the way to your favorite Italian deli, Sorvino's. Shout out Sorvino's, dude. Serving up some bomb fucking Italian subs, dude. Hoagies, if you will. This is going to be, so I guess this podcast is going to be in increments. This is the first of a couple today. You know, that was the bus ride, which is nice. Did you get on there? I mean, when the guy announced that there was these homeless things, you would have thought they fucking won the lottery. And I mean, somehow I felt good too. I was like, oh, that's cool. But then I just started thinking about the people living around them, dude, you know? Because there, yes, there's going to be 10%, 15%, hopefully 20% that are going to get back on their feet. Like, want to get back on their feet, want to get back to work, want to, you know, solve whatever counseling they need, get over a breakup and abuse, and then get back into the workforce, man, and get off whatever drug you're on. But as I know, and you should know if you're in America, if you're in any major city, and even smaller towns have, you know, it's just not right in your face all day because you're out at, you know, rural, isolated. They like their drugs, dude. They love drugs. And they're going to do drugs. And fucking, they love them. And you can't, they got to say, I don't want to do drugs. You know, some people are just like, fuck it, dude. All your bills are paid. You get disability. You get some kind of like 2000. And I mean, I'm for people that are really disabled getting disability. And it sucks, though. I'll tell you that. I'm disabled through the service, dude. And it sucks, you know, because I want to work, you know. But you got to keep making attempts at working. Some of them just don't want to. Some are like, fuck it, dude. I'm good pushing this cart smelling like piss. And I got a boy, my boy Brandon. You know, I talk about on the podcast. My neighbor that's in a living dwelling, doesn't pay rent, gets a check for disability, and then sits in his own. He hasn't washed his clothes in like 2 years, 3 years. And I was like, dude, grab all your shit. Like, I feel bad. Like, I'm trying to be a good fucking, you know, super Christian over here. I'm like, let's go, dude. Yeah, the candy goodness ain't the same. For the love of God. That's another thing I noticed. You know, you get married, you have a wife. But then every day you're like, I can be somebody more than you can be. Right? You're like, if I just wasn't married, you know, I would be famous. Or I would be able to tour in comedy. That's not true. That's like, what the fuck, dude? You know, that's like I'm a fucking retard. It's like, dude, you're not going, what are you going to do? You're going to move to New York? You're going to move to New York, move to L.A.? It's a 2.5-hour bus ride, train ride to L.A. to go to, like, stand-up, you know? So it's like, what am I, fucking retarded? I mean, I love, my wife has her downside, too, just like I do. But you basically spend all your days withholding punches to her neck. I really just want to wrestle her, dude. Like, I want to have a fucking flat-out match at a high school. With, like, high school girls cheering me on. I want to have a fucking prom, and then I want to have a wrestling match, dude, in the fucking stirrups. My wife getting in the slingshot for wrestling. Me and that shit, dude, and just go heads up. And just let beef hit beefcake, dude, and see what's good. See who comes out on top, bro. That's what you need. You need some kind of physical. Yeah, you're not going to. I don't want her to punch me like when we're just in the kitchen in the morning. And she's like, you didn't make coffee again? And I'm like, I drank the leftover. What's wrong with leftover coffee, dude? You're not going to waste it. That shit's expensive, man. Fucking coffee, bro. By the way, patreon.com/firecrush. If you don't know, go there now and join. Okay? That's where when I do get removed from the internet, finally. Support your boy there. And it's like, why not, dude? Go ahead and there's a back catalog of episodes there and a lot of content, a lot of videos and other things that are good, you know. And, of course, Original Wiggas Wednesdays. I guess I should plug. This is the part of the show where I plug the shows. Oh, got a resident looking down here like, what's this guy doing? I don't know how I'm going to get back out of here. Damn it, Dusty. I had to rip a piss, though. I guess I'll figure that out. Stand by. Stand by to stand by. Wiggas Defense Fund all day on the streets of Redlands. Uncle does reporting live. All right. Here's an article from the New York Post, guys. And it's a good one. I'm 24, and my husband is 85. We want to start a family. And I'm going to put this picture up. Okay, a Mississippi woman who married a man 61 years her senior says she's ready to start a family with her new husband, despite the fact he's a decade older than her own grandpa. Miracle Pogue, 24. She's about a 6 on the, she's about a 5'6". Ebony, black woman, black American, coming straight out of fucking the South, met hubby, Charles, honky, white, looks like Orville Redenbacher, 85, while working at a laundromat in Starksville. I mean, God bless him, dude. I mean, Starksville, what the fuck is going on in Starksville?
Let's get fucking freaky, dude. This guy gets to see young puss, dude. Young Ebony Snatch. I mean, goddamn. Plus, he was alive. What was that? Civil rights were going on, dude. He probably seen a couple hangings in his days. The pair, 2019, with the pair forming a friendship that turned romantic. She held out for that big, thick Colonel Sanders cock. Oh, Jesus, dude. Just all, his dick is just liver spotted. Just liver spotted. It's been through the ringer. I mean, literally, this dick has been, I mean, it's Martin Luther King dick, dude. It's civil rights marching for, this guy drank out of a white water fountain. Charles proposed in February 2020, and the couple went on to wed last summer. Miracle told Kennedy News of the moment she learned about her husband's advanced age. Okay. You can come and look at the picture. It probably is going to be the podcast fucking cover. I mean, there's no way that you're going. She's 24. She's nerdy as fuck. She's the most bland black chick ever in this picture. None attractive about her. She actually looks like fucking Shaniqua. She looks like fucking homegirl from, what was it, Wayne's Brothers? Jamie Foxx? Or was that Jamie Foxx show? I found out in conversation, Miracle says, when we asked each other our date of birth. And he said he was born in 19... This guy was born in 1937. That's 7 years before the Great World War II. This guy was alive when Adolf Hitler, when Germany went for the second time, was like, you know what? We almost won that first one, dude. Let's run it back. Miracle says, I never even placed his age. We just wanted to see how it went. I don't care if he's 100 or 55. I like him for him. I thought he was maybe 60. I thought he was maybe 60. I thought he was maybe 60 or 70 because he looks so good. Miracle added, he's always up and active. As opposed to what? Just laying in a bed fucking on an IV? Come on, girl. Oh, God. And there's just pictures of, looks like her at a, I don't know, an airport? He's like, what is this thing you're holding in your hand? Is there going to be a giant pow for the fucking flash on this? She's like, no, I'm taking a picture with this camera. He's like, that's a camera? There's no way you can explain the internet to this guy. Oh, my God. Second picture, they're jamming cake in each other's mouths. She's wearing a fucking, what do you call it, a tiara? And he's wearing, it looks like a Mormon missionary, fucking white long sleeve with a tie. Oh, this makes me fucking so happy. You know what, dude? God bless him. Infamous. Fam, we're giving her the fucking blessing on this shit, dude. She does appear to have some burly tits. Big old black tits, dude. This old white man, dude, is seeing big old black tits, dude. Just giant cocoa nipples, bro. Areolas. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Miracle says if her mom, Tamika Phillips, 45, and grandfather Joe Brown. Oh, there's a Joe Brown 72. So her mom, 45 and 72. That's right. That's almost more understandable. I don't know why. Just socially, I guess, in America. Like, once you get 45, it's like, you know, whatever. Because 45 is old as shit, right? Americans get thrown away at, like, what? It's like low 30s, dude. Really only 20s. And then early, I mean, after that, it's like you're done with the fucking young games. You should be. I think that's why, like, when you have a full-formed brain as an adult American, right? That's like your 30s, definitely early 40s. You should know who the fuck you are. Your brain's formed. You know what the fuck's going on. So that's almost understand. That's kind of different. That's very different than the age of 24 to fucking 70s. We're supportive of the relationship. Yeah, Judge Joe Brown? We're supportive of the relationship from the start. However, her dad, Kareem Phillips, was harder to convince, dude. Oh, what you doing, girl? What you doing dating goddamn over Redenbacher? Hot dog. Hot shit, girl. Come on now. Miracles goes on to say, if he didn't come to my wedding, he would have lost me forever, she continued. Oh, she was putting her fucking foot down, dude. Dad, you don't show up my wedding to this fucking... I mean, he could have been a stand-in. Is that like... I mean, the guy's old enough, and in the South... I mean, I guess looking on the outside, you go, you know... I guess you like to think... I don't even know why this matters. It doesn't matter. Listen, love is love, dude. You know what I mean? Split the fucking seven seas of this young ebony puss, bro. Just big old swole ebony pussy lips, bro. You know, just big, fat, thick, World War II era cock. Just jettison. You know? What's the big whoop? She continued, I told him I needed his support to walk me down the aisle. Once he got to meet Charles and talk to him, he loved him. Oh, Pops don't look so happy in this wedding picture, dude. He's like, this fucking honky better have a bunch of money. Oh, Miracle's dad, Kareem Phillips, was skeptical of the romance, but eventually agreed to walk his daughter down the aisle. Man, I got a daughter. If she dumped her man and got with a 80-something-year-old, yeah, you pretty much think that they're doing it for the money. Now, it hasn't said anything about his job yet, right? Because you automatically assume this is like some, what was her name, Nicole Ann? The smoke show Barbie doll, if you guys recall, that married that oil tycoon that was fucking, dude, the guy was a carcass with a heartbeat in a wheelchair and fought over the money when he died. Now, this guy ain't that as bad as that guy. Charles, who was... here we go. Okay, Charles, who was a retired real estate agent, so he could have anywhere from, what, 10K in the bank to, I don't know, depending on what real estate he was dealing with, he could go up, gushed over his much younger lover. God damn, dude. I mean, I guess I'm a... I mean, but doesn't everybody pictures two people having sex, dude? That's just what you do. I mean, yeah, it's not like you don't jerk off over it. But like when you see a couple and you know them, you're like, oh man, they're obviously they have sex, right? And they're both like in the same age bracket. You're like, oh, okay, that's probably fun. I don't know why this doesn't seem fun. I mean, I'm 40 fucking 4, people. I had sex today. Shout out to me. And it was so, I pulled my back. It was pure doggy style. You know, pure doggy. And it's like, I got a small dick, dude. I mean, trying to get it in, and you're constantly flexing your ass cheeks to, like, get it in there, and then it's a high bed. God damn, I wish I could go-go gadget dick. She's got her life in order. Miracle has got a lot going for her. She's got her life in order. But I'm saying, you know, how good could the sex be? I guess they, you know, how much sex does a woman really need? I guess depends on how many, you know, her childhood. I think. I don't know. How big's the hole in her heart, in her soul, that it has to get filled with dick constantly? Because, you know, some studies are like, you know, women don't need as much until, like, what, their 30s, 40s, where they get a little... you know, they get a little ripe in the loafers, in the loins. The wedding day was wonderful. It was the best day of my life. There's no problem with the age difference. I mean, people like to eat all types of food, right? This is kind of like, and I guess some people like the texture of old dick. I mean, my dick isn't the same dick as my 20-year-old self. I mean, it's mad. It's madder. It's been abused. It's not as pumping as thick. You know, it maybe gets like 70. It gets maybe eight. Like on a best day, it's like 85% hard. You know, all the fat, all the bad shit I ate, the exercise I don't get as much of, the alcohol, the beer, the cigarettes I smoke. You know, it all adds up. So I don't know. I mean, this guy, he's not fat, but still, he's old as, people making comments online doesn't make a difference. We just let them do their thing. The happy hubby continued. We're very happy together. We're looking forward to starting a family. Holy shit. Now that's, I mean, he's from the era that, like, you probably just had sex to have kids, right? Back then, it's like, you didn't have too much sex. And if you did, it was like pure, the man was only getting his nut. I don't think women started even coming until, like, what, 50 years ago in America? Maybe 50s, 70s, 60s? Women didn't come. At least with the man, they didn't. It was like a weakness, dude. Oh, and she's wearing the weave. She got the little blonde weaves on. Happy together. Charles, who was a retired real estate agent, gushed over as much younger. Holy shit. And he's just, these pictures are wild. He's just shirt tucked in, plaid shirt. He can't stand up straight. Gravity's just fucking with him. And she's just young and spry. She's like, after you die, I'm going to have, you know, I can have a whole other life. He's got to have something good in the bank. You just find out he's got like a fucking foot-long hog. Indeed, Miracle says they are making plans to IVF. I don't know what that means. And she hopes to have two kids with her man. I want him to have another generation. We're looking forward to an IVF clinic. To talk about her, oh, because he doesn't have, his balls are dry. It's like the Sahara Desert in there. We went to an IVF clinic before we really felt the prejudgment, even though they don't know me, and it was quite overwhelming. The loved up Mrs. Seam explained, now I'm forgetting it as long as they give me my baby. Maybe Charles' age will stop us from having children, but I have an open mind. It may not work. Wow. He's my knight in shining armor. God bless him. You know what? We backed this honky and ebony. I mean, that bedroom situation has to be wild, dude. You think they're talking shit? You think he fucking breaks down and talking her shit, calling his little... Call me master. Call me master, you dirty little slave. I wonder if that role play is big in the South with that when it comes to ebony and ivory, especially white. I wouldn't say that because, well, yeah, white men and black women. I feel like I have seen enough porn that the white woman on black men role play is there. I mean, in porn. You know, they're like, fuck me in, fucking, like, dropping the N-bomb, like, fuck me, you dirty N. I mean, it's there. It's definitely there. So it's got to be in people's bedrooms. God bless them, dude. Have at it. I love it. I really love it. It's been Uncle Dust for Infamous News. Signing off. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I was just about to catch a charge on a kid's playground to rip a piss, man. What the fuck, Redlands? You fucking cocksuckers in your fucking games, dude. Why the fuck, dude? You guys hate, I know what you do. You guys hate homeless and people that don't have cars, so you put the bus stops. Well, now that I look at it, we are in the residential area. Fuck, dude, I walk home my piss, dude. I'm getting too old for this shit. I'm too old to hold my piss for fucking 10 blocks, dude. Oh. The lady, I go in the Circle K, the convenience store, and the lady goes, I need to use your restroom. She goes, no, it's closed because we don't have cameras in there. What? The fuck? They're looking at little kids' peepees in the Circle K? What are we doing? I said that to her. And then I looked at this black guy, and the black guy's like, yeah, what the fuck, dude? And I'm gonna crack a fucking Sakai, dude, in public, dude. Sitting at a bus stop. People have mercy on me, man. If you sit at a bus stop and you're 45, you really need to have a beer. Like, I mean, people should be stopping to give you a beer. For the love of it. For the love of all this holy. Bomb sandwich. Shout out to Sorvino's Italian Deli. Redlands, man, got the damn Sorvino, put pepperoni, mortadello, capicola, all that wop shit. Beer at a bus stop does taste better. Jesus, walking in between bus stops, dude. I'm gonna be doing a lot more of this, turns out. Losing my car. You know, we tried to sue Walmart, wasn't having it. They didn't put any fucking oil in the car. I swear to God. Maybe, I'm not saying that our car was perfect. I'm not saying that. You know, we were on our way to Vegas, me and the wife. I called my my cousin. I was like, dude, we're going to check in with you, hang out, see Auntie. You know, if you're on the Patreon, patreon.com/firecross, you see an Auntie, dude. 90 years old, smokes weed all day. Shout out my cousin, dude. Cousin Rando, dude. Cousin fucking Randolphalus, bro. He's the fucking man. You know, gives his mom, that's his mom, you know. God bless dad that passed away. They stripped him for some mob shit, mob ties to Vegas. You know, turns out Vegas is full of mob families. Not that they were in the mob, but you're associated with them if you were there in the 50s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and had any type of job in the casino administration. You know, some fucking Guido definitely was telling you what to do. Hey, what's some goddamn pepperonis on that shit over here? Is this just another dumb white man? Who hits the jackpot three times? We're out here risking our life drinking beers, podcasting, dude. That's the thing about a podcast. You're always risking your life, you know? Talk about staying sane with podcasting. Without podcasting, I think I would go insane, dude. I'd probably be that guy. I'd probably go 21 Jump Street and dress up like a teenager just to go back in time to shoot up school. Go back in time like fucking Johnny Depp, dude. Just my big ass gut swinging down the hallway. And then some hot chicks are like feeling my swag. Some hot teens. Some hot 16-year-olds, dude. Let's make them 17 for the sake of... In case you didn't know, this isn't reality, people. You know what I mean? I mean, how cold-blooded would that be, too? If you're at high school, you go back and... You go back to do what? Shoot up a school? Can't be shooting up schools, dude. You know what I mean? Hey.
The bus is outside.
Huh?
The bus is here.
Oh, is it here already? Mm-hmm. It's late. Is this the late bus? Because that bus already, it said 1:35. That's not the bus.
Oh, you
missed it, doc. You got about 20-something minutes. You want to sit?
No.
You good? Yeah, we got about 20 something minutes here. Yeah, I came here and I was about 3 minutes late for the one what was it, 1:40 or one?
Is that even here?
It already went.
Oh,
It already went, big dog. It already went. I'm waiting for the next one. It's like 20-something minutes. Okay. I'm just sitting here podcasting, man, talking to myself. You know what I mean? God bless America. All right.
All right. Dude, I thought the guy was running up on me, dude. I was like, Jesus Christ. Turned around, and he was fucking sprinting.
There's nobody else on the fucking street watching, dude.
It's like all residential homes. This
fucking
brother that looks like an owl. He's like the brother that fell off the truck, dude. He's like the young black brother that has to be protected by all the other blacks because it's like he's a winged black. He's like autistic, as they say. And believe me, I know autism, dude. Your boy most likely has some level. It's a high level of fucking retardism. For sure. I've fucked myself, I don't know how many more times, with my dumbass mind. My brain is blatantly retarded. And what is this guy doing? Why do people stick their hands down their pants, dude? They walk far away. They look like they're carrying a fucking gun. We're in Redlands, for God's sakes. What the fuck is going on in Redlands? Not a fucking thing except a bunch of fentanyl use in nice houses. Chill the fuck out. You guys got swimming pools? Fucking nice cars, nice families that smile and eat fucking Cheerios and bananas.
Cheerios and bananas, dude. Shout out. Great mix, man.
Well, damn, dude. I didn't know what the fuck that dude was laughing at. I was like, why the fuck is he laughing? Like, he knew me. He was like, I fucking me. I'm like, holy shit, did I fucking kick his fucking walking stick out of his blind mother? Anywho.
I feel like I'm in a casino right now. Like, just literally watching a casino, and you're like, all right, man, put your hand over your mouth. They're like, man, we're gonna rob that store. We're gonna rob that jewelry store across the street. We're gonna kick a hole in there. You're gonna kick a hole in the side. Remember, there's like the hole in what is it? The hole in wall gang. That was Nicholas Paligi. Was that his name? Him and his brother that ended up getting beat with bait. We beat them two dudes with baseball bats. You wouldn't have their mothers wouldn't have recognized them. Just lived about in a cornfield. To live and die in a cornfield is the place to be. I mean, you're already in Vegas. Why don't you just leave the body in Vegas? You gotta drag him out to Iowa and bury him in the middle of a fucking cornfield? It's depressing. What wasn't depressing was the size of those guys' calves. I wish I had calves like those two guys. Those guys had such thick calves, dude. I mean, I'm not gay, but if I was, shout out Joe Pesci's fucking gay. Joe Pesci and his brother, but I forget his name. I don't know the actor's name, dude, had the sweetest calves. Thick calves, bro. You ever see those calves that are like, they're so fucking shit sturdy, bro. Like, they could have a horse ride them with their calves. And even when they're out of shape, they got like foot round calves like tree trunks. God bless them. Man, I'm feeling better now. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was feeling like straight shit looking up, bro. Then when she shot me down for the pisser, I was like, God, come on, lady. I paid. Where's my white privilege? I gave a beer to the guy outside. I gave him a can of Guinness. It was warm. But he must have drank it in, like, he drank it in the time I went in the store and came out. Paid for my bag of chips, came back out, and he fucking killed it, dude. Shout out to that fucking dude. Oh, Redlands, fucking California. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Everybody holds their purse real tight to you. Even whites, when they see a whites, they're holding the purse. That's where that's happening. Get out of your house, people. It's not that serious. Jesus, turn off the news. Like, nobody here, bro. I mean, don't get me wrong, I needed a podcast, but shit, I'd like to talk to somebody. Even that goddamn retard that was here that looked like the owl from the Tootsie Roll commercial. One, two, three.
Fucking Al cocksucker. Look like the guy from Temple. Look like Coach from Temple, dude. Only his retarded fat ass brother. Looking like a lopsided kickball. That's terrible, dude. Listen, you know what? I take. What the fuck is that? It's like a jailhouse compound basketball court. That's where they tell the blacks to go. Yeah, I love through racism, man. Oh, man, that sandwich was fucking good, dude. Shut up, fucking Sorbino's again. I got depression. I got anxiety. I don't know what you want from me. Every time I go outside now, I am more anxious and more depressed than usual. I don't know if it... I think I already had a self-imposed isolation before COVID. So I think mine's even more hyped up, if I can be honest with you guys. You know? I feel like I have a big ball of energy. Holy shit. That's fucking broken, dude. Fucking shitty ass honkies in their damn hopped up trucks, dude. It's like, what are you trying to prove, dude? You know? Take all that money and invest it in pussy. You know what I mean? I don't know. Alright. We'll continue on. Bus stop. This is bus back home. Fucking Omnitrans 19 to Fontana. Ding, ding, motherfuckers. Next stop.
Scumbag! I'll find where you live and burn your house down, you piece of shit!
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucker! I go to parties sometimes until 4. It's hard to leave when you can't find the door. It's tough to handle this fortune.
It's your Monday. I'm trust versus everything. Like a goddamn fuckery.
Shut up, Denise. Go.
The slickest heroin needles got a little bit left in them. It's like drinking at the bottom of the glass of your homie's beer. We're gonna get it done. Squeeze all that shit. Go sell it to a bum. More bullshit.
Why don't you guys be more gay like me?